Hare Krishna, today is a very very auspicious day. Today is appearance day of Lord Ramachandra Murthy. So we will try to discuss about the few pastime about Lord Ram. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्तस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. नमोऽं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्यति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेषा शून्यवादीं पाशातदेशधारिणीं. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते. हरेर्नाम हरेर्नाम हरेर्नामैव केवलं कलौ नास्तेव 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 गतिरन्यता. हरे कृष्ण. द पास्ट टाइम ऑफ सीताराम इज एक्सट्रीमली वेरी वेरी ब्यूटिफुल एंड the more we hear, we'll be intoxicated with the bhakti towards Lord Ram. Just like a Hanuman, if you see, he even refused to go to Vaikuntha planet. When Ramachandra Murthy, he about to finish all his pastime, and he called Hanumanji, "Hey Hanuman, come with me, let us go to Vaikuntha planet." And he refused to go to Vaikuntha planet also. He said, Yatra yatra raghunatha kirtanam tatra tatra kritamasta kanchalim paspavari paripurna lochanam marudim namadaraksha shantakam. The devotees of the Lord said, Yatra yatra raghunatha kirtanam, hey Prabhu, hey Rama, wherever the glories, your glories are chanted, wherever your pastime is happening, I will sit and hear. It is a very very wonderful to chant about your holy name Rama Rama Rama, and to hear about your pastime is a very very wonderful. I don't need anything more than that. I wanted to keep on continuously hearing about your glories. I want to simply chant about your glory. So in this way, even Hanumanji, he refused to go to Vaikuntha planet. So such is the power of the glories of Lord Ram. And then Sita Devi is also the glories of Sita Devi is a very very wonderful and very very amazing. So very briefly we will discuss about the few pastime of Lord Ramachandra Murthy. When we the author of Ramayana is a Valmiki Rishi, and the shloka in Ramayana, there are 24,000 shlokas are there, and several khandas are there, and the main character is Sita and Ram and Bharata, Lakshmana, Satrughna, and father name of Lord Ram is Dasarath and Kaushalya and Kaikeyi and Sumitra. So these are the main personalities in Ramayana. So the background of Valmiki Rishi, his name is Ratnakara. So he's actually a thief. Number one thief, and he used to steal, and he used to kill the people. He killed the people and take away everything. Then in this way he used to live in a very 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 sinful life. So one day he is very very fortunate to see Narada Muni. So that time Narada Muni, he knows, he always chant नारायण नारायण जय जय गोविंद हरे, नारायण नारायण जय जय गोपाल हरे, नारायण नारायण जय जय गोविंद हरे, नारायण नारायण जय जय गोपाल हरे. Narada Muni always chant the holy name of the Supreme Lord, and he is very, very blissful. So he happened to see Ratnakara, and he asked, "Hey hunter," he actually a hunter, Ratnakara, "Hey hunter, you are, what you are doing is a full sinful activities, and you will be suffer for this. So why you are doing all these sinful activities?" Then Ratnakara said, "I wanted to, whatever I'm doing sinful activities all because for my family." So the Narada Muni said, "Okay, you are saying it's for your family. So you go and ask your family whether they are willing to share your sin, whatever the activities you did, and you will get the sinful reaction. So you go and check with them whether they will be partake of the sin." So he said, "Definitely," Ratnakara said, "and definitely, why not? They are my family. I'm doing for them only. So why they will not share the sin?" The Narada Muni said, "Okay, you go and check with your family." So then he went to family, and he asked his wife, "My dear wife, and I'm doing so many sinful activities to take care of the family. Do you partake of my sinful reaction? You will suffer with me." So wife said, "Why should I suffer with you? Why should I take partake of your sin? Your duty is to take care of us. That's up to you, whether you steal or you do good job. That is none of our business. So your job is to take care of us, that's all. So why I should suffer for your mistake? So I will not." Then he went and asked his son also, and son also refused. And in this way, he asked everybody, and everyone is refused to take partake of the sinful reaction. So then he come back to the Narada Muni, and he surrendered to Narada Muni. "Hey Prabhu, whatever you say is correct, and nobody is willing to share my sinful activities." So in this way, he said, after that Narada Muni, "Don't worry, you chant the holy name of Rama." He said to chant the Rama, 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 and this hunter is a very, very sinful, and even he cannot pronounce the name of Lord Rama. So such is the position of the Valmiki Rishi in his background. So Narada Muni was completely bewildered. "Oh my God, he cannot chant even Rama. It's very, very easy and very, very simple. He is not able to chant Rama." Then he said, "You are a hunter. In Sanskrit, hunter, kill means mara." He said, "Okay, you know how to chant mara?" He said, "Yes, yes. Mara means kill. So my duty is to kill. So no problem. I will chant mara, 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 mara." Narada Muni said in this way. And then Narada Muni, the devotees of the Lord, they are very, very expert in how to utilize the hunties and souls. So he said, "Okay, you chant mara, 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 mara." So in this way, he was chanting mara, 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 mara. Then the mara, it end with a Rama, 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 he used to chant. So when he is chanting, he was chanting for the several years. He was sitting and chanting Rama, 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 Rama. This ant, put it as an ant hill. It's found that it's become ant hill. Such was the tapasya he was doing by chanting the name of Lord Rama. The Lord Rama is very, very sweet, very, very sweet. If you chant the Rama of the name, Krishna's name, then it is very, very sweet. What is the necessity of running here and there for the small amount of happiness? We don't need to run here and there unnecessarily. Simply by sitting and simply taking the bead, then chanting mala, if we keep on chanting the holy name of Krishna, our happiness is there in our doorstep. We don't need to go anywhere else. So he was chanting like this way, then he become very, very perfect, become great Rishi. The Valmiki means the ant hill, his name. So that's why his name is a Valmiki. So after that, one day he went to the river Ramatamasa with his disciples Bharadwaj. So after going there, he saw that this water in Tamasa river is very, very beautiful and very, very peaceful. And then he said, "Hey disciples, you see how this water is very, very beautiful, and you see this is like a peaceful mind of the perfect person." So in this way he said, after that he saw a scene, and the two beautiful bird, and then they were uniting each other like a conjugal love. They are enjoying the association of male and female bird. So in that situation, immediately the Valmiki Rishi, he was absorbing the beautiful bird, male and female bird, how they are enjoying the conjugal love. Immediately a hunter shoot the male bird. So at that time he became extremely angry. So immediately he saw that there is a hunter. He shoot the arrow. This male bird and fall down and died. And the female bird also was crying like anything in a distress. And that female bird also died. After that, Valmiki Rishi, he saw that this is a hunter, and immediately he cursed. Then after cursing, he went to his ashram. Then after that, he became very, very sad. You know, what is that? I'm a Rishi. I'm supposed to be a self-control. How can I happen like this? I'm not supposed to curse. But how can I did like this way? So in this way, he started lamenting about this incident. And then immediately Brahmaji appeared. Hey Valmiki Rishi, you don't worry about that. Then Valmiki Rishi also becomes surprised. He, even though he cursed this hunter, but the curse becomes the very perfect in a poetry. This is the first shloka of Ramayana. This curse is actually transformed into the perfect meter, in the Sanskrit perfect meter. So then Lord Brahma said, this is a, don't worry, this is our the Lord's arrangement. So in this way, Lord empowered, the Brahma empowered Valmiki Rishi to write Ramayana. After writing Ramayana, and he taught everything to Lava and Kusha, the son of Lord Rama. So in this way, very beautifully he compiled Ramayana. So as we discussed before, as we explained before, and this is Rama's father, he's a Dasaratha Maharaj, and he is a very, very powerful Kshatriya. He is not a ordinary king. Dasaratha means he conquered the 10 directions. So Dasaratha, and nobody able to conquer Dasaratha Maharaj. And his wife name is Kaushalya. He had Dasaratha Maharaj had three wife, Kaushalya, Kaikai, and Sumitra. So in his kingdom, in Dasaratha Maharaj, when he was ruling, and there is no beggar, there is no unemployment, there is no theft, and there is everything is made of the Dasaratha Maharaj's palace. Ayodhya means nobody conquer. Ayodhya means nobody conquer. So the Ayodhya, it is all made of the very wonderful palace, diamond, ruby, and the emerald. In this way, in the palace is very, very beautiful, and the description is given so amazing that, you know, the in front of their house they will keep the golden cup, the golden water. You know, nowadays we have to go and buy the water. This is the situation of unfortunate situation of Kali Yuga. In those days when Ramachandra was there, Dasaratha Maharaj was ruling, in front of their house they will keep the golden cup. If you want, you can drink the water, and if you want, you can take the golden cup also. But nobody will take this golden cup, because they will be having a ruby, diamond, like this, more valuable things than the gold. Nobody care to see the gold. So such was the situation of Ayodhya. It's very, very wonderful, very, very beautiful, so amazing. People are very, very happy, extremely. Nobody is suffering, nobody is complaining, somebody, no problem at all. So in this way, Dasaratha Maharaj was ruling, but only problem, he does not have a son. Even though he was ruling for many years and everybody is happy, but Dasaratha Maharaj, he was feeling very, very sad. But then, because he is about to retire his family life, but still he did not have a son. So in this way, one day Dasaratha Maharaj, he asked Vasishtha Rishi. Vasishtha Rishi is actually a Kula Guru to the Dasaratha Maharaj. Then he asked, hey, Vasishtha Prabhu, Vasishtha Rishi, my dynasty is a very, very golden dynasty. This is Dasaratha Maharaj, is Ayodhya, it is a Surya Vamsa. Everybody had a son, everybody is actually having a very wonderful Kshatriya son. This is a golden dynasty. What will happen? This golden dynasty is going to end, or what? What shall I do now? I don't have any sons. So in this way, then Vasishtha Rishi, he replied to Dasaratha Maharaj, hey Dasaratha, you don't worry about this. I have heard from the Sanat Kumaras, they explain that the four beautiful personality, the powerful personality, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead going to appear in your family. Ramadi Motis Kala Niyame Natishtan Nana Avatara Makaro Bhuvaneshikintu Krishna Swayam Samavan Krishna Pumambyam Govindamadi Purusham Damaham Bhajami. Kumaras explained to Vasishtha Rishi, and the four beautiful personality, Rama Lakshmana, Bharata and Satyurkana is going to appear, so you don't have to worry about all those things. Then Dasaratha Maharaj immediately he arranged, as per the advice of Vasishtha Rishi, you go and arrange a sacrifice. So in this way, Maharaj Dasaratha, he arranged a big sacrifice, Ashwamedha Yagya, in the bank of Sarayu. After that, he arranged a very wonderful sacrifice, and the Rishaya Shinga, he actually promised that Rishaya Shinga will do the sacrifice, and Vasishtha Rishi and Rishaya Shinga and all the Brahmana, they started doing a Yagya. After doing the Yagya in the sky, all the Devi and Devadas, they assembled. After assembling, they all pray to Lord Brahma, "Hey Brahma, hey Prabhu, this Rakshasa, this Ravana, and creating enormous amount of problems. Whenever we do the Yagya, they are creating a lot of troubles. So kindly, you save us." Then Brahmaji sat in a meditation. He was meditating about the Lord Vishnu in his heart. And then immediately Lord Vishnu appeared in the sky and he told, "Hey Brahma, you don't worry about that. Do not fear. I am going to appear very soon. I will take care of this Ravana and I will kill. You don't worry about and all those things." Then Brahmaji and all the Devi and Devadas, they become very, very happy. They extremely started celebrating, "Oh, my Prabhu is going to come, the Supreme Lord is going to appear and he is to kill Ravana." So in this way they all become very, very happy. So when Dasaratha Maharaj is about to complete the Yagya, from the Yagna, the beautiful personality, the messenger of Lord Vishnu, appeared with a golden pot in his hand with a amras. After appearing, and he gave to Dasaratha Maharaj, and then Dasaratha Maharaj is accepted and rewarded to the beautiful personality. Then after that he went to the palace and he gave this amrata, 50% to the Kaushalya and 50% he gave to the Kaikeyi. After that the Kaushalya gave the half of to the Sumitra, and Kaikeyi also gave half of to Sumitra. So in this way, Kaushalya also become pregnant, and then Kaikeyi also become pregnant, and then Sumitra, she had a twin son, because one part is given by the Kaikeyi, one part is given by the Kaushalya. So Sumitra, she had a twin son. So after that, Lord Vishnu, and he advised all the Devi and Devatas. When the Lord Ram is about to appear, that time when the Supreme Lord comes, all the associates also comes along with that. So Vishnu, he told all the Devi and Devatas, I'm going to appear in the earthly planet as a human, in the form of the human being. So you all come in the form of a monkey, because this Ravana fellow, he's actually, what happened when he was praying, and he forgot to ask this. Hiranyakashipu is very talented, and he asked, "I should not be killed by the human being, or I should not be killed by animal." So in this boon, he asked. But Ravana, he thought that, "What is this use, this useless fellow, the human being?" So because this Rakshasa are more powerful than the human being, so he thought that, "What is the use, who will kill this? A human being cannot kill." So animal also, he thought, "This is a nothing compared to my power." So animal also can nothing do. So in this way, he forgot to ask the bone about the human and the animal. So that's why Lord Ramachandra, he appeared in the form of a human being, and he asked all the monkeys, all the Devi and Devatas, "You are all very, very powerful, and you also having the capacity to expand yourself. You don't need to come yourself, but expand yourself as a monkey." So in this way, and Vishnu, he appeared as a Lord Rama, and all the Devi and Devatas, they appeared as a monkey. So in the auspicious day of Rama Navami, in the time was very, very auspicious and very, very beautiful, and all the Devi and Devatas, they were showering flower when the Lord Ramachandra Murthy is appearing. on the day of auspicious day of Lord Ram, Ram Navami, and all the citizens in Ayodhya, they were extremely celebrating, and Dasarath Maharaj, he became very, very happy, and all the citizens, they were showering the flowers, and everywhere they were decorating, they were chanting the Rama, 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 and then they were singing the glories of Dasaratha, and all the devis and devatas in the sky, they are playing the kettle drums, they were, you know, they are singing like anything, they were joyful, extremely, the entire world become like a Vaikuntha. And when the Lord Ram, the Prabhu Ramachandra, he appeared in a very, very auspicious moment. Sitaram Lakshmana Hanuman Ki Jai. After that, Bharata appeared, and after that, the twin son of Lakshmana and Saturkana, they appeared. So in this way, this Lord Ramachandra, Lord Ram, it is not the Lord Ram activities are actually very, very divya. You see, this Lord Ram, when this pastimes happened, now we are 5,100 year is finished in Kali Yuga, and before that the Dwapara Yuga, 7,64,000 years finished before that in Treta Yuga. Is almost, if you see, a more than 800,000-900,000 years, more than 9 lakh years finished the past when the Lord Ramachandra Murthy appeared. You see, the past 9 lakh years, we are talking about the appearance of Lord Rama. So from this we can understand this pastime of the Lord is a very, very powerful, very, very divya. When we hear about the pastime of the Lord, we will be very, very happy. Is there anybody in this newspaper? All is simply useless. Lord Rama pastime, we are hearing after 8 lakh years, 8 lakh, 9 till 9 lakh years. After that also we are hearing, it's look like a very, very fresh. But the newspaper, we just read one time, after that today's newspaper, tomorrow is a waste paper. So this is the difference between the ordinary mundane subject and the pastime of the Supreme Lord. So after that, very, very, the pastime, It is mentioned Ramayana. If you are keep on hearing, and we cannot even stop speaking. And you know, one time when I was looking at Ramayana, I did not even sleep for some days. When I was watching the Ramayana, I was continuously watching. Not only myself, and so many other members also, when they see Ramayana, they will not, you know, they will not having any mind to stop watching. Even 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, they will be keep on watching. So it's very, very wonderful and beautiful. So after that, one day, the Rishi, he came to Dasarath Maharaj and he asked, this pastime is very lengthy. So he went to the Janak Maharaj palace. So Ram and Lakshmana and Vishwamitra Muni, they all went to the Janaka Maharaj palace. So of going there, and actually Janak Maharaj, he was worrying extremely, because so many people, they came to Janak Maharaj Janakpuri, and nobody able to lift this bow and arrow. This bow and arrow is given by Lord Shiva. This is a Sukadeva Goswami mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. 300 people required to lift this bow and arrow. So but the Sita Devi, she actually lifted very, very easily without any effort. So Janak Maharaj become very, very worried. Hey my God, this is 300 people are lifting this bow and arrow, but she is lifting without any effort. So if I wanted to find a suitable boy, at least he should be able to lift this bow and arrow, put a string on that. So such is the game he kept it. So when Vishwamitra Muni, he took Lord Ram and Lakshmana, and he said, hey Rama, go and see this bow and arrow. You should go and see this bow. Then immediately Lord Ram, he went with like a, he was a Satriya, he is a walking like a majestically and like an elephant with confident, and he went there, and he without any effort, he just because he is the creator of this universe, what is the great difficulty in lifting this small arrow? Just like for the elephant, it is not difficult to lift this mushroom. Without any effort, this elephant lift the mushroom. Similarly, in Lord Rama, and he lifted this bow and arrow, he put the string, and he finished the game. So immediately then Mother Sita, she came with a garland, beautiful garland, and she about to garland Mother Lord Ramachandra. But Sita is a very, very small, and Lord Ram, he was very, very tall. She unable to reach it. So because he is a Kshatriya, he will not bend down also. Lord Rama, he is a very, very Kshatriya principle. He will not bend down to anybody. So what will happen? The mother Sita was thinking what to do now. And Janak Maharaj also, he was worrying. My God, now she is unable to put a garland. Oh my God, what to do now? In this way, everybody was thinking. So that time, Lakshmana is a very, very talented and very, very intelligent. Immediately, he went there and paid obeisance to Lord Rama. Immediately, what happened? Immediately, the Lord Rama, he bent down and to lift Lakshmana. So as soon as he bent down and Mother Sita, she immediately garlanded, and in this way the Sita Kalyanam is happened very, very beautifully. So this pastime is unlimited pastime is there. Due to shortage of time, we just briefly explain the glories of Sita Sita Ram. So Hanumanji is also very, very wonderful servant in assisting Lord Rama. One day, it so happened, he asked Mother Sita, my mother, why you are keeping the kumkum on your forehead? Then Mother Sita said, and Lord like very much this kumkumum, this all the married woman, they will keep the kumkum here to protect the husband, as well as if you keep the kumkum here, it is actually for health purpose also. It is a very good. So Mother Sita said to Hanuman, if I keep kumkum here, Lord Ram like it. So Hanumanji said, and oh, Lord like it. So in the next day, what Hanumanji did, and he purchased so much of kumkum, and he applied all over his body. Then Lord Ramachandra asked, hey, what is this, Hanuman, you are doing? Mother Sita said, this if you keep kumkum, she was keeping on her forehead. I asked, why you are keeping? He said, Lord will like it. Then I thought, if the Lord is like it, why you are keeping a small kumkum? So I applied all over my body. So in this way, the pastime of Lord Ram and Hanuman, Sita, Lakshmana, Bharata, Satrughna is all very, very wonderful. His unlimited pastime is there. Hare Krishna, we will try to explain some other time, some other more pastime also. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, in this auspicious day, let us pray to Sitaram, Lakshmana, Hanumanji to give us a bhakti. And many people, they are suffering in this world. So let us pray for all the people in this world. Let them take the shelter of Lord Rama, and then let their suffering, let them enjoy without, free from the sufferings. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.